It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And welcome to the Garden Show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning. Nice day out today.
Beautiful day.
And it's not raining.
Nope. Not supposed to rain for a couple days anyway. Well, maybe a little bit Friday morning, but.
Well.
So, yeah. Temperatures aren't even supposed to be in the 70s, on Sunday?
Yeah, I know. Cooler.
That's the way I like it.
Yeah, that'll be good. Good to get some horticulture projects done then.
That's right. So, what are you doing?
Nothing. No. We're doing a landscaping project up at the Madison Lutheran home, and we need some special bushes and stuff they wanted, because we're changing some of the bushes that they put in there not that long ago. And so I had to run down to a wholesale nursery down in Sioux Falls, and I had some landscaping projects down there to look at. So
okay.
Went down there this morning on my way back.
All right. All right, so Dwayne, as always, we're going to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden questions for Dwayne. That number to call is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. A lot of listeners have already called in questions. We've got actually quite a few of them this morning, but we've still got room for more. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
See these beautiful white bushes out there, and some of them are starting to turn pink. The flowers are white. It's the hydrangeas, and they are absolutely gorgeous this year because they like the high humidity and they like the moisture. So if you're looking for a bush that's kind of easy to grow and doesn't have a lot of problems, and it's very pretty in the summer and fall, there's a lot of different kinds, different sizes, but the hydrangea bush is our plant of the week.
They get pretty big, though, don't they?
Some of them do, but you know what? They've done a lot of developmental things and hybridized some of them. And there's some that even get there's some that are called tidbits now. They only get like 2 feet tall, so they get taller. But the average size is in that 4 to 5 feet.
Okay. Yeah, beautiful plant, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah. All right. So, what's our horticultural concern for the week?
Well, you know, we didn't have the horticulture show last week, and a lot of people should be concerned about this, but what's going on with my lilacs?
Oh, yeah.
They're terrible.
Why?
It's from the high humidity is spreading the disease. It's a mildew disease, which is a fungus disease, and it's turning them brown like almost overnight. So you definitely need to spray them with a fungicide, and I would strongly suggest using Biomentum. The ones that we've sprayed have already, some of them have re-leafed and set another set of leaves. So look at your lilacs, spray them with Biomentum.
Yeah, I was talking to Terry Overlander, another master gardener and former host of this show, and he said he was having issues with his lilacs too. So.
Mildew, which is a fungus disease, spray it and stop it.
Okay.
And if you're not going to listen to us, then make sure that you rake those leaves up and get rid of them, and don't put them in the compost bin.
Okay. All right. That phone number again to call, 320-598-7301. You ready for some questions, Dwayne?
Yeah. Shoot. Go ahead.
All right. Well, it's kind of a nice, I like this question. A listener wants to know, what types of plants do you enjoy growing?
You know, I'd like any plants, but you know what I like to do with plants is do design work, you know, help people design where the plants should be. And I know that's not actually the question, but the question is, what do I like to plant? If I had to pick anything that I like to do, I like to do container gardens with the pots, do porch pots or, you know, plants that you set, you know, on your deck and that type of stuff, because you can be really creative in those and you can get them nice and bright colored. But planting any plant gives me a lot of enjoyment because you can see a lot of progress and a lot of change really fast. So everybody should plant plants and have that as a hobby.
Right. I was walking into the back of the Klein Old National Bank and then Klein Insurance Agent this morning, and I noticed them big planters that they had. They got quite a few of them in the back there.
Yeah, they're cool, aren't they?
Yeah, they look really nice. So.
Yep. All right, if you haven't seen the planter, but up, what do they call the new residence up by the nursing home now? Hilltop? Or what is it?
Yep, Hilltop.
You go in there by
no,
the
prairie, prairie Winds.
Prairie
I think.
Winds?
Yep.
Go up to the Prairie Winds and where they have the drive-in courtyard where you get dropped off where the flag is. They have a planter up there. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's bubblegum petunias with sweet potato vine in it. Absolutely gorgeous.
Okay. All right, let's run through another question here. Somebody wants to know, what's been the biggest gardening challenge this year for people overall?
Answering all these questions on the radio program. No.
That's not a challenge for you, Dwayne. You do great. You do good with that.
Well, God, we've almost done this for 50 years now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Biggest challenge this year was definitely all the wet weather. I mean, it rained and rained and rained and rained some more. And to get projects done has been very hard because it's been so wet. And to keep things, you know, nice and healthy and disease-free has been a challenge this year. So the moisture has definitely been the problem, the concern.
Okay. Another question from one of our listeners. I thought this was a good one, too. Is it okay to use kitchen scraps for compost?
Yeah, you can do that. You should compost it, you know, and then turn them over so they rot. You want them to, you know, rot or disintegrate or compost. So, you know, leave them in there and keep turning them so they do rot. No, that's fine.
Help me out here. What exactly do they mean by kitchen scraps? I mean, like what you have in your disposal or your garbage or what?
Me and you probably never have scraps.
Nope. I finished my plate.
I finished my plate. But, you know, stuff that, you know, food scraps that you have left from, you know, that people don't eat and you're going to throw out. You can throw those in your compost bin, but just make sure that you turn your compost so they rot really well, because you want them to decompose before you put them in your garden.
Okay. I just saw one that I don't think we got to last time, a couple weeks ago. How do get rid of those wasps that dig in the ground? Did we do that one? I don't think we did.
Even if we did or didn't, we have a spray that you can... It's a puffer type bottle that you should do it at night, because that's when those wasps are back in their nest. And you can take this puffer bottle and stick that nozzle down there and squirt it in there. That'll kill them. Some people pour kerosene or fuel oil down there, and that's not the recommended way. So get the puffer bottle, and we have that at Heather Nursery.
Okay. Another question was crabgrass. It is unbelievable this year.
It sure is. High humidity and wet weather and hot, hot, hot. You know, crabgrass is a southern grass. If you go to Florida, that's what their lawns are.
Okay.
Well, we don't like that up here in Minnesota. Taking over, it's pigeon grass.
Pigeon.
The taller one, pigeon grass, that the one that's flat is crabgrass, okay? The one that's more spiky and goes upright and is lime green, that's pigeon grass. That's another annual grass. You can spray it right now if it's big concern and kill it, but it's going to die out at the first frost. So I would suggest leave it, but definitely put an annual grass, crabgrass preventer on next spring. And I would probably suggest two times, because there's going to be seeds all over next year.
Okay. All right. This question just came in a little while ago. Resurrection lilies have not come up yet. They were beautiful this spring. What's going on there with resurrection lilies? They have not come up yet. They were beautiful this spring.
You know, Paul, that's our lily. You know, that's also called the naked lady lily.
Okay.
Red, they did come up this spring. The leaves, but why they're called resurrection lily, is the leaves come up early in the spring, then they die down, and then the flower stem comes up and blooms a pinkish type flower. They usually come up mid-August. They might be a little late this year, so I would say with the weather being too wet, or otherwise they actually rotted in the ground. So, but like I usually say, be patient yet. I would say they'll be coming. Just okay. Give them some time.
Question about tomatoes, Dwayne. They're slow to ripe. What's going on?
You know, I wrote a whole big article on that. There's a lot of different things that probably go on, and some say too dry, some say too wet. I would say this year, too wet. They don't like all this moisture and probably haven't developed a very good root system. So it's taking the tomato plant longer to develop that tomato. I would definitely fertilize them with Earth Elements fertilizer. And, again, second time today, be patient.
Okay.
They're coming.
All right.
I picked, Terry Overlander and I picked tomatoes last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How are they?
They're great.
Have you had your BLT yet?
Yep. Betty and I had our BLT last night. Awesome.
Making me hungry.
Can't beat that. We had Terry's, even put some of Terry's onions, and we had lettuce. And putting that tomato on there is absolutely fantastic.
I have a neighbor that loves tomato sandwiches, just tomatoes with mayonnaise and a piece of bread.
Ah, I think that's great, too.
Yeah.
Get that taste of the tomato.
Yeah. All right, one last question here. And this, I know nothing about this, so help me out here, Dwayne. Is it okay to move sedum now or too late already? I think I pronounced that right, sedum?
Yep.
Okay.
Sedum, there's different kinds of sedum. There's ones that are low growing, and then there's ones that get taller, like autumn joy sedum. Definitely the part about is it too late? No. If anything, it's too early. But if you have to move them, dig as much of the root with you as you can and move it, keep it watered. The sedum plant right now should be full of moisture, so it should be no problem moving it. Or you can move it till snow flies.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that. What is it? Is it a plant
it's
or
pretty.
A flower?
You know what? We'll have the sedum, Autumn Joy sedum, as our plant of the week next week, okay? Because I got some really nice, pretty ones. And so stay tuned, Paul.
All right. Can't wait till next week.
So is next week? No, next week won't be at the fair.
No, 2 weeks.
The following 2 weeks will be at the fair. So people go to the fair and enjoy the state fair. We're going to have a booth at the Lac Parle County Fair, and exhibit at the fair, and also support your farmer's market. Farmer's market in Dawson is from 3 to 6 this afternoon in the park.
Oh, okay. That's in Dawson?
Oh, in Dawson. Madison was yesterday, so. But support your local growers. I think that's great.
That's right. Yeah, I always enjoy doing the garden show live. We had an audience last year. Remember that?
Yeah, they even clapped for us.
Yeah, they clapped. We had a live audience. Yeah,
we'll have another one this year. We're going to do a lot of different things at the fair this year, so check us out. We're going to be in the same location by the garden horticulture building, so always like talking to people at the Lac Parle County Fair.
All right, and you can come down there in two weeks on Thursday and about 11:15, and you can be part of the garden show.
There you go.
We could
That'd be fun.
Yeah, they could ask questions live and everything if they wanted to, huh?
Yeah. So
okay.
At the Lac Parle County Fair, 11:15, come to get to the booth. Come a little early.
All right. All right, Dwayne. Heather Nursery and Floral, you have three locations, right?
Yep, Madison, Dawson, Montevideo. Got a good supply of plants. We're getting our fall mums in on Monday. So if you need some fall mums, come and pick them out while they're still fresh and have a good selection. So.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next week then.
Yeah. See you, Paul.
Yeah. Dwayne Hassett with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show for this week.
You're listening to Q92 KLQP Madison Dawson. Time for news headlines and the weather here on Q92.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radal. Flags in Minnesota are flying at half staff until sunset this evening in honor of fallen Victoria firefighter Laura Zumbush Wood. Laura died on July 27th following a battle with kidney cancer at the age of 44. She spent 16 years as a volunteer firefighter for the city of Victoria. A Minnesota father and son were the first to enter the Minnesota State Fair this morning. Scott Schwartz and his son Nicholas